there. I'm your host, Leslie Randolph. I'm a self-confidence coach for teenage girls and the self-confidence coach you wish you had as a teen. Honestly, I'm the self-confidence coach I wish I had as a teen because I know I could have saved myself and my mother a whole lot of heartache if I'd only known then what I know now. I hope to save you some of that suffering by sharing the lessons I learned late in life right here on Why Didn't They Tell Us. Welcome to the show. Hey, hey, happy people. Welcome back to Why Didn't They Tell Us. Y'all, I am so happy to be in this room with you, but I gotta peel back the curtain a little bit because by the time this episode airs, it'll be day three of the Bully to Bestie Bootcamp where I get to be in the room, I'm using air quotes, with all the bootcampers that signed up to learn how to change their self-talk and supercharge their self-confidence. I am so excited about this event. And if you missed it, I'm missing you. I wish you were there because it's so good. The tools and takeaways that you will then take into your world after being a part of this five-day virtual bootcamp are the key to cultivating self-confidence. So if you missed it, let's not make a habit of it. Let's get you in the next one. I don't know when that will be, but I do know that the only way to find out is by getting on my mailing list. I don't want you missing any future events, any free resources, any fun tips that I just offer on my email list. So be sure you get on that. You can visit confidencecoachforgirls.com to sign up for my email list. You can also see a sampling of some of the free resources I have available on the site. You can also email me at lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com and say, Leslie, I want in, and I will get you in to the next one. So in the Bully to Bestie Bootcamp, we are talking a lot about how to cultivate self-confidence by changing your self-talk, right? As well as what gets in the way of self-confidence. It's, you know, behaviors and beliefs that can chip away at that feeling of love, belief, trust in you. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's what I call self-confidence kryptonite. And in today's episode, I'm going to offer you three examples of confidence kryptonite and ways to combat them so that you can continue to strengthen your self-confidence muscles. Sound good? You know it does. Are you ready for it? I hope so. Let's go. On the heels of putting together all the content for the bootcamp and sharing all those tools and takeaways, you better believe that negative self-talk is topping the list of confidence kryptonite. So often we say something to or about ourselves and think we're just stating the facts. We're just, you know, giving the weather report. I say that to my clients all the time. They'll say something about themselves that's, you know, highly critical and both untrue and unhelpful. And I'll say, look at you. It's like you're just reporting the weather. So what does that mean? For example, let's say you don't make the team or you don't get the promotion at work that you really wanted and you believed you deserved. For many of us, the default thought when this happens is, I'm such a failure. I suck. Or maybe it's something like, I knew it wouldn't happen. Or perhaps it's something like, it's never going to happen. These statements roll off our tongue or just dance around in that beautiful brain of yours like they're facts. Again, just the weather report, right? But so much of the work I do and so much of the work that is cultivating self-confidence is about challenging thoughts like these. Because like I said, they're not true and they're certainly not helpful. So why do we want to challenge them? Because I want you to check in with how it feels when you say those things to or about you. I'm such a failure. It makes you feel like a failure, right? I suck. Well, that just makes you feel terrible. I knew it wouldn't happen, or it's never going to happen. Those thoughts leave you feeling so defeated. Now notice, not one of them boosts self-confidence, does it? No, they breed doubt and insecurity. Total confidence kryptonite. Now, here's the thing, and I'm gonna say it again. Those thoughts are not facts. That is not the weather report, right? Like, well, it's currently 60 degrees and partly cloudy and I'm a failure. I suck. No, those thoughts aren't even true. And they're certainly not helpful. Because if your goal is to one day make the team or to one day get that promotion at work, those thoughts are not going to motivate you to try again, right? Why would you? If you believe you suck or you're a failure or it's never going to happen, then what's the point, right? Those thoughts not only make you feel bad, but they have you stopping. They stop you from going after what it is you want, whether it's making the team, getting the promotion, or whatever other dream you have that you are so deserving of. So what do we do with this confidence kryptonite, this negative self-talk? First and foremost, just notice when you're speaking to yourself in a highly critical way. Awareness will always be the first step to change. You're going to hear me talk about awareness a lot in this episode because that is how we create change. You have to first be aware of the behavior that is chipping away at that confidence. So noticing these thoughts is the first step of it. Then I want you to neutralize the statement. So you're going to neutralize these statements by stating the facts of what happened versus the story you're creating about it, right? The facts are you didn't make the team. You didn't get the promotion. Those are the facts. That's neutral. We can't change that. If I could, I would, right? But we can change the story we're telling about it, and that is really where the confidence comes from. The beliefs you have about you. What happened? I didn't make the team. I didn't get the promotion. That does not mean you suck. You're a failure. It will never happen. Notice how 1 + 1 does not equal 2. This is not the only way to look at it, right? You not making the team or getting the promotion does not make you a failure. It does not mean you suck. It does not mean it will never happen. That part is the story. That is the story you are telling. And that story makes you feel awful. So, step 3, after you notice and neutralize, that is when you can negotiate. Let's negotiate with that bully brain that's telling you that not making the team or getting the promotion means you suck or you're a failure, because that part is negotiable. The reason I call it the bully and the bestie brain is to remind you to talk to yourself like you would a best friend. If your best friend called and said, you know, I didn't make the team, or I didn't get the promotion, would you sit there and say, well, you kind of suck. I mean, you're a total failure and you're probably never going to get it. I mean, it's never going to happen for you. Would you say that to her? No, you wouldn't. And if you did, chances are she wouldn't be your best friend for long, right? If she called you and told you she didn't make the team or she didn't get the promotion, you would show her so much compassion. You'd remind her that she has so many other strengths. You would feel bad with her versus making her feel bad because of it. And you'd remind her that as long as she keeps trying, she can get whatever it is she wants. How can you offer the same love and compassion for yourself in these moments? Well, when it's a character assassination that you notice, something like, I suck, or I'm a failure, you can simply just say the opposite with the neutralized facts. Now, when I say the opposite, it doesn't mean like, you're amazing, you're the best. No, your brain ain't gonna believe that in that moment. But you can say something like this. I didn't make the team, fact, but that doesn't mean I suck. The opposite, right? 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. It means I didn't make the team. I didn't get the promotion, but that doesn't mean I'm a failure. It means I didn't get the promotion, right? Much more neutral. Another way you can negotiate with the bully brain is simply adding the word yet when you find yourself predicting what today's result means for future you, for tomorrow. So rather than, I didn't make the team, but that doesn't mean I suck. It means I didn't make the team yet. Yet. I didn't get the promotion, but that doesn't mean I'm a failure. It means I didn't get the promotion yet. It feels so much better, right? And it's true. You didn't get it yet. That doesn't mean that today's result is going to dictate what happens in the future. Only you can. Only if you stop trying. And you'll stop trying if you tell yourself you suck, you're a failure, and it's never going to happen, right? So confidence kryptonite number one is that negative self-talk. And the way to combat it is by noticing when it's happening, neutralizing the story, and negotiating with the negative voices. The second form of confidence kryptonite that I see so often is comparison. They say that comparison is the thief of joy, which it absolutely is. I want to add that comparison is confidence kryptonite. Why? Think about how you feel when you compare yourself to others. Think about what you think about you. I know it's a tongue twister, and it's kind of a mental tongue twister too. But think about the way you think about you when you're comparing yourself to others. I do not know many people who can compare themselves to other people and come out feeling confident or focusing on their strengths, their gifts, their goodness. Do you? Probably not. Comparison always has us focusing on our faults, our failures, our perceived weaknesses or shortcomings, how you don't stack up to the person you are comparing yourself to, right? Totally. And when you do that, how do you feel? My guess is you would feel really insecure. Total self-confidence kryptonite. So how can you combat it? First step, as you already know, is awareness. Just notice when you're doing it. Notice when you find yourself comparing yourself to somebody else. Now, don't beat yourself up over it. Notice with so much love and compassion, because it's totally normal. We all do this. We all compare. And beating yourself up for it, it won't help. It'll just add a layer of shame on top of that insecurity. And we don't need that either. So you notice with love and compassion. And I want you to notice when it's happening. Where is it happening? What are the triggers that have you comparing? In today's world, social media is certainly a breeding ground for comparison. And if that's true for you, then consider limiting your time on social or simply walking away When you find yourself in that comparison loop, learning to remove yourself from situations that make you feel terrible is a total act of self-love. That is complete bestie behavior. It's like, wow, this doesn't feel good right now. I'm gonna walk away. I'm gonna take you out of this situation. Now, if you can avoid it completely, great. But avoidance alone, I personally don't think is 100% effective, because your brain is still gonna do what your brain does. So we've gotta give you some tools to strengthen that mindset muscle when comparison happens. And that's where you tap into that bestie brain for other ways to think about the situation. Like if you're scrolling and you find yourself comparing, what can you think instead? So I'm gonna give you some of my favorites that you can take or leave, and then I'm gonna offer you the opportunity to like find your own. I always remind myself that reels are not reality. Looking at one snippet of someone's life does not tell the whole story. And I will not compare my whole existence to one snapshot of someone else's life. I also love reminding myself that the only person I will compare myself to is who I was yesterday, last week, or last year. That reminds you to keep the focus on you. Amazing you. And then I offer you, we all grow and glow differently. Because we do. Like I said, I urge and encourage you to make your own list. What can you say to you when you find yourself comparing and despairing? I want you to have those bestie beliefs, those rebuttals at the ready for when you catch yourself in comparison. And then from there, I challenge you to then catch yourself in confidence. How can you do that? So if you get into that comparison loop, change the channel. Move it over to focus on all the ways that you've grown, all the ways that you glow, all the gifts and goodness that you have. There's so much. When you choose to shift your focus from who they are to who you are, that's when you can build up your self-confidence. When you choose to shift the focus from what they have to what you have, that is when all that goodness of gratitude comes in. And that is a big confidence cultivator. So the final form of self-confidence kryptonite that we're going to cover today is the as soon as and the not enoughs. If you've been in my world for a while, then you've heard me talk about these before, but they bear repeating, because they are such common confidence kryptonite. The as soon as and the not enoughs are both external circumstances or external factors that many of us believe are the barrier to our own self-confidence, the barrier to loving and believing in ourselves. This looks like telling yourself, as soon as I make the team, or as soon as I get the promotion, then I'll feel self-confident. Then I'll love and believe in me. Or I'm not smart, skinny, pretty, athletic, rich, fill in the blank enough. And therefore, I can't love and believe in me. Therefore, I'm not self-confident. But as soon as I am, then I will feel self-confident. Now, the problem with this line of thinking is that it makes self-confidence contingent upon external circumstances, external factors. It outsources your worth to something outside of you. And some of those external factors aren't even within your control, which makes you feel totally helpless, and it makes achieving them feel completely impossible, right? Now, luckily, that's not how self-confidence works, and it's so important for you to know that and to remind yourself of it frequently Self-confidence is an inside job, which means the source of it comes from within as well. This ties in so much to comparison, where we might find ourselves believing someone is better than us because of their external achievements, accolades, or appearance. Remember, those are just nice to haves, sure. But self-confidence, loving and believing in you, seeing and celebrating your worth, that comes from within. So what do we do? What do we do with the as soon as and the not enoughs? How do we combat this confidence kryptonite? You make a habit of focusing on your strengths. You create a practice of seeing the gifts and goodness that you have. You make a habit of speaking to and thinking highly of you. You do it on purpose. Now, there are so many ways to do this. I offer them all the time in my free guide. So if you need one of them, you let me know. But here's just a quick two. Make a list of all your life's accomplishments. Like, see all the ways that you do glow and all the ways that you have grown. Or I always talk about my confidence closures with my clients. Ending the day, noticing deliberately, on purpose, three things that went well that day, three wins that you can celebrate, three things that you're proud of achieving or just being. The key here is consistency, to literally make a habit of it, of thinking highly of you, of seeing all that is amazing about you. That's how you strengthen that self-confidence muscle and you weaken that confidence kryptonite. My friends, why didn't they tell us that negative self-talk, comparison, and outsourcing our worth to external factors is absolutely confidence kryptonite? No blame or shame if you've been doing this, but please remind yourself that there is another way. We can notice when we're comparing. We can notice if we're outsourcing our worth. You can notice when you're speaking critically about or to you. And from awareness, you can create change. Whether it's neutralizing and negotiating with the bully brain that is saying all those negative things about you, or walking away from a comparison trigger, or negotiating with yourself about the source of your worth, reminding you that your worth, it is fixed. And those external accolades or achievements, nice to have. But your worth, ain't nothing gonna change that. That's what I got for you guys this week. Till next time. Love what you hear? Well, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at confidencecoachforgirls.com. That's confidencecoachforgirls.com. Or email me at lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com. That's lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com. Hope to hear from you.